Hey y'all, I'm Ayana and you're listening to the Literally Her podcast, where we focus on not only becoming her, but literally being her. On this show, we will be discussing womanhood, relationships, friendships, and spirituality, and down-to-earth conversations dedicated to helping you feel your best and creating the her that you desire to be. We put out 15-minute episodes once a week to help you fully integrate today's topic and awareness into your current lifestyle. You can tune into this podcast on any of your favorite podcast apps, boo. And without further ado, let's remodel into a new you. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to the Literally Her podcast. I am your host, Ayan Mariah, as you know. And today we are back with another motherfucking episode. It is actually the fifth episode and it's August 5th, and we are walking into a whole new month with whole new blessings. And I just hope that you guys are continuing being the baddest bitches that I know you guys are, and that I know you guys can be, always will be, always should be, because you know. But we are back with another episode, and in today's episode, we're gonna get right into it. I'm really excited to talk about this episode, and this is something that I have been waiting to talk about for a minute now, so let's just go ahead and get into it. As you've seen by the title, today we will be speaking about learning to forgive and let go of situations. I know you thought I was gonna probably say forgive and forget, but I have came to understanding that you are not always going to forgive a situation, and you're not going to always forget about it. Sometimes those things do linger in our mind. Sometimes it is hard for us to shake certain things, and that is completely okay. I think it's good to actually remember what people do to you. I think you should be keeping record of what people do, because if you don't, you're going to let people just play in your face and walk all over you, and that is also what we are not doing. So we will be talking about learning to forgive and let go of situations, and just also learning to forgive people without getting an apology, and just letting people be who they are, and remembering that everybody is going to be who they are, and you cannot expect anybody to be what they are not. Forgiving and letting go is a hard, long topic that I can speak so much about, but we're not even going to get all into it today. The main thing I definitely want to speak with you guys about is forgiving and letting go for the benefit of yourself. We are not forgiving and letting go for anybody else. I think when we hold that burden of being upset, being angry at anybody, especially when it's somebody that is close to you or meant a lot to you or their opinion mattered, I think that it mess with us a little bit more. So I am currently learning to forgive people for the benefit of myself and not because of them. I think when certain situations happen, it can sometimes take us out of character and make us react in ways that we are trying to learn how to be better from. So I have been trying to stay away from people that doesn't align with me. If it doesn't feel right with my soul, I just really won't be around it nowadays. So I've just been trying to let go of everything that just doesn't serve me, that doesn't serve me a purpose. And sometimes you got to forgive people without getting that apology. Sometimes you have to go through life and go through all of these challenges without getting an apology from anybody. And I know me, like at the end of the day, I know the person that I am, and I've been trying to shift my perspective on the way I look at situations, because at the end of the day, I know who I am, like I was saying, and I understand that I am a really sweet girl. Like, to know me is to know, like, I hold a lot of compassion in my heart for people. I don't like being mad at people. I don't like arguing. Like, I don't like being upset about anything. So I really don't like when certain situations happen and pulls me out of character, pulls me out of reacting as my higher self or the person that I know that I'm called to be. I just be feeling like it just be setting me back like 1,000%, and reality is not, but in reality it kind of is in the way, because I feel like everything that we go through with life is a test. Even small things, I feel like everything is a test or a lesson to see if we've grown, seeing if we're going to react differently. And I just be trying to go about my life differently and move about things differently also, because sometimes when you receive the same message, receive the same lesson a couple of times, God's trying to test you. And I just always want to move differently when it comes to situations. I don't never want to be sticking in a situation if I don't feel 100 in it. So that goes for like situations with people or just going for situations in general. Holding that hatred in your heart or holding that betrayal in your heart and not forgiving people holds a bigger burden on yourself, because it takes a lot more energy to be mad at something rather than to forgive people, because everybody's not going to be exactly who you expect them to be. And it's wrong for us to think about people or think that people should react the way that we think, because everybody lives a completely different life and everybody has completely different experiences. We cannot expect a person to be good because we are a good person, or you cannot expect a person to react a certain way, or you cannot expect a certain person to handle a situation in a way that is not known to them or not how they move about situations in the first place. So you cannot expect a person to be who they are not. I've also been trying to come to the realization that everybody is good at their core. Nobody wants to be a bad person. Nobody wants to make bad decisions and like fuck people over on purpose. I think life really does change people and make them react in a certain way when certain situations happen, whether that's when you're younger, because I think a lot of things that we go through when we're younger is a result in how we act when we are older, whether that is coping mechanisms, attachment styles, self-esteem issues, our career path and preferences, like how we react emotionally, like how we react in front of people. So like social skills and also our values and beliefs. All of this is a factor of what we were brought up around or who we are brought up around. And knowing that, I really just been trying to like remind myself that everybody is good at their core and that life changes people, especially at a young age. And I feel like that's like such a crucial moment in a child's like social development and character development skills. When I think about how people were brought up and know that like everybody's just reacting off of what they were taught when they were younger or what they are used to, it made me give a lot more compassion and empathy towards people, because this is all of our first time like at life doing all of this shit. You can't blame anybody nor hold resentments for someone that is lost. Now, I'm not saying that they are, you know, like slow or anything, but I'm just saying like I can't hold resentments against people that be lost in situations or lost in life or just not 100% there, because it's been a lot of times where I wasn't always 100% there, or I was lost. I wasn't always making the right decisions. So I've just been trying to not hold resentment against people and just learning how to forgive and let go. And that does take a lot of my stress when I show more compassion and empathy to people and realize that if someone does something to you, like 9 times out of 10, that is just their inner child reacting to something that they've been through or something that they're used to. For example, like if somebody cheated on you, like you have to realize that that has nothing to do about you. And we're going to just use cheating as an example. Like if somebody was to cheat on you, you have to realize that that has nothing to do about you. Like at the end of the day, it has nothing to do about what you did. Like, yes, they are wrong. Yes, they know that they were wrong also. But at the end of the day, they lack some type of self-love, self-compassion for themselves. They're either searching for acceptance within like someone else, or trying to fill a void, or trying to gain some self-worth. And that's why I said, why would you hold resentment against someone when like those are the real issues? Like they just got work to do within themselves. They're just a little lost right now. So I just been being more compassionate to everybody else's stories and what has happened in my life, and forgiving people for the situations that have happened, because I can't hold on to them forever. It's really going to like kill me to hold on to certain things forever, because I don't like having conflict with people. But if you don't learn from situations, or you don't forgive people in situations, and that goes for things that you do also, if you don't learn from them and forgive them, you will continue to repeat them. And you don't want situations to be showing up in your new life or in this new chapter of your life, because then you're just self-sabotaging certain things, and you don't want that to happen also. Certain mountains or certain things that we go through, I think of them as like mountains, and certain mountains are not supposed to be dragged along with us. Some things are just supposed to be meant for us to go over, like learn from and move on from and forgive. And sometimes like we drag those mountains along on the next mountain, and now like now you stress trying to climb this mountain with another mountain on your back, and baby, you just should have just dropped that mountain off a long ass time ago. So for that, I just started to really realize that like when people react to certain things, or react or how people react when they hurt you, has nothing to do about you. Like it has all to do about them and a wounded child that is just trying to react and go through life living as an adult. And you cannot blame anybody for that, because we are all trying our best. We are all just trying to do what we think is best for us. Like, at the end of the day, everyone is where they are and where they are supposed to be, and just trying to do the best with what they have. And when I realized that, like I said, I just have so much more compassion for people and for situations, because I understand that, like, baby, you hurting, like, you're still trying to figure it out yourself, and I can't fault you for that, because I'm still trying to go through life and figure out certain things for myself. And I remember when I used to be in your spot, in your space. And I think, like, you know, you don't have to accept the things that people do, but I definitely think that we should be holding people accountable for the things that they do that we don't like, or that we don't feel is correct, you know, feel like could have been resolved differently. And if it doesn't align with you, like, you have to learn how to move on from certain situations and let it go. If it doesn't align with what you have or what you feel is right in your path of, you know, what your morals is, you gotta have to learn how to let it go and forget it and let it go. Because if you don't forgive it, you're going to always be stuck in it, always be reminiscent, and it's going to show up in everything else that you do. I just been trying to realize that, like, any person that doesn't show up for me in the most loving, authentic, truthful way, the way that I want them to show up, is not for me. And that's okay. Everybody is not meant to be in our life for forever. Sometimes people are really just for a season. And that's okay too. Like I said, I think we all are just trying to do the best with what we have and where we are in life right now. And I just be trying to put myself in other people's shoes also. It started making me have a lot more compassion and being able to forgive and let go of situations when I realized that, like, if I was in this person's shoes, 9 times out of 10, I would have reacted the way that they did also. And I know y'all probably like, Ayana, if that was me, like, I wouldn't even move like that. Like, that ain't even in my heart, on my soul. Like, I don't even move like that. But think about it, like, if you was really in somebody else's shoes, like, from the time that they were born to today, everything that they have been through, every small little minor inconvenience, everything that have shaped them into the person that they are today, you would have reacted to certain situations, or you would have moved that way also. Because, like I said, it all is a product of from what we are used to or what has happened when we were younger. So these are things that are really embedded in us, especially if you haven't, or you don't even notice that these are situations that you have, or these are things that you do. A person's action is a result of their consciousness. Like, however a person acts is really what's going on in their mind. And you just got to sit down and analyze that and really sit with yourself and be like, is this worth me being upset? Is this worth my energy of, like, me being upset? Because I had to realize that, like, the anger of me being angry makes me angrier. Like, and I don't know if that makes sense, but, like, when I'm really upset, like, it makes me angrier to realize that I'm angry about a situation that, like, wasn't that deep to me. So I just been trying to realize that, like, everybody just reacting how they feel is best for them. Everybody wants happiness and peace, but we also are all doing what we think will bring us happiness and peace. And sometimes that isn't always the right answer, but we're all just trying to do our best. So I've been trying not to judge people or condemn them for the things that they do or that they might have done in my life that I, you know, be showing some resentment about, because, like I said, we're all trying. And if it does not relate to anything that I want to do in my life, if it's not how I want to move, not what I want to associate myself with, we just got to learn how to move accordingly. And if it doesn't align with us, like, move on. And most importantly, forgive ourselves. Like, if we're going to forgive anybody else, we definitely have to forgive ourselves first. That's where it all starts at. I suggest looking in the mirror one day and just really forgiving yourself for everything and forgiving everybody for the things that they have done for you. And by that, you'll realize that you have so much more compassion and love for the journey that everybody is going on. And just also remember that, like, you can't force anybody to go through a journey that you're going through. You cannot force anybody to go through, like, your path that you're going through right now. Like, everybody's going to have their path of going through that for themselves. So just forgive yourself, because at one point, like, you was not at this glorious place and mindset that you have grown to be now. And everybody is still learning, like, certain things shape people differently. So just also remember that, like, and just forgive people. Like I was saying, like, look in the mirror and really sit with yourself and forgive yourself for the things that you have put yourself through. Forgive yourself for things that you have did. Forgive other people. Like, I feel like you'll realize that you can forgive people without getting an apology. You just gotta forgive yourself first and forgive other people also, and realize that we are all just trying our best. But this is all I have for you guys today. I do hope you guys enjoyed this episode of mine. This is the 5th episode and we are almost to episode 10. So I do hope you guys are enjoying the journey that we are going through together. And just continuing being the baddest bitches that I know you guys are and that I know you guys can be. And I'll see you guys next week. Thank you. And that is all I have for you today, boo. If you did enjoy this podcast episode, share it with your homegirl or share it with your family. If you haven't already subscribed to the Lily Her podcast, go ahead and do so, boo, so that you're hip on every episode that drops. Connect with us on Instagram at the Lily Her podcast. And thank you guys for tuning in. Until next time, continue being the baddest bitches that I know you guys are and that I know you guys can be. Thank you.